All right, the Cardinals lose David Johnson to the dislocated wrist. He's on injured reserve. The question now, did they lose their offensive identity? Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, Kyle Odegaard. We know they signed DJ Foster and Chris Johnson. What now? Is it running back by committee?
That would be my initial guess, because you really don't have anybody on the roster at this point that does exactly what David Johnson does. I mean, Andre Ellington is the superior receiver. It's one of the reasons he made the team, I think, over Chris Johnson originally. Chris Johnson's the better blitz pickup guy. I think there's an argument to be made about him or Andre Ellington or Kerwin Williams, who the better running back might be.
Yeah, Kerwin's a guy who's averaged 5.4 yards per carry in his career, albeit never as a full-time player. So I feel like he earned that backup spot last year. I think he might get the first chance at least the most carries, and then you see how he does. And if he doesn't, you know, really take hold of that, then you start mixing in Chris and maybe Andre and see what maybe Elijah Penny can do in short yardage. So definitely a lot to figure out at this point. But if it were me, I feel like Kerwin has done a good enough job that he deserves that first crack at it.
You figure he'd be the first and second down back, perhaps Andre Ellington on third down. They get Chris Johnson back in the mix, maybe something like that. We do know that David Johnson had like 40% of the Cardinals' touchdowns a year ago, more than a third of their yards from scrimmage. Do you think they become more of a pass-first offense? Sort of like the Lions, pass to set up the run?
The first thing I thought of when all this happened was they won 10 games in 2013 with a running back situation like this. They won 11 games in 2014 with a running back
before David Johnson.
And even in 2015, much of that season, now Chris Johnson played really well, but that was before David Johnson too. So they've proven they can win like this. Now the passing offense has got to be a lot better than it was in Detroit, but they've shown they can win with a running back options that maybe aren't the best in the league.
And the hard part is that David Johnson was such a big plan in your passing game too, where he's not just on the ground, but he was probably your best receiver in actuality. So losing that is a big blow, but I agree with Darren where you weren't totally focused on just a ground game type identity. You still have the deep shots. You still have the passing options. So I think, yeah, to your point, Paul, you're definitely going to have to really ramp up the passing game.
But guess what? No David Johnson. That means all the tendencies are out the window. I mean, teams like the Colts are wondering what's going to happen next, although we do blame Sports Illustrated at the bottom of this.